Meet the characters. Scott. Scott is an indecisive, fearful boy with very few social skills. He has always felt self-conscious about his character, and that has made him quite withdrawn and have very few friends. His personality has been like this since he was little, when he lost both his parents at the age of 6 in a car accident, and he grew up in the care of his grandparents, who gave him as much love as they could from the first moment he came to stay with them. But they could not fill the space left by his parents. He found comfort and refuge in the world of superheroes, and he always saw a parallel between his life and that of Bruce Wayne, a comic book character who turns out to be Batman. Scott is convinced that superheroes actually exist, and they coexist anonymously with humans. This theory has made him the object of ridicule and mockery from many of his peers, who constantly ridicule him, which further accentuates Scott's lonely side. Scott is not sure what he wants to study when he grows up, since every day he changes his mind. He is very emotionally unstable and cries very easily. Scott is an unconditional lover of the world of comics and superheroes, and it was at an annual convention that he met Carol, who later turned out to be his classmate at the Institute. Despite their continuous disagreements, Scott has found in Carol an unconditional and inseparable companion, who understands him and helps him to be a better person every day. Scott believes, unlike his friend Carol, that superheroes are much better developed in movies than in the original comics, and he passes many an afternoon watching several films in one sitting, as he self-organizes movie marathons at his house. Like Carol, he thinks the best accomplished supervillain of all time is the Penguin, one of Batman's arch-enemies. And he is a true connoisseur of Danny's portrayal of Vito himself in the film directed by Tim Burton. As for his favorite superhero, Scott does not have one in particular, since he values the individual abilities of many of them. So his ideal superhero is one he himself has created, which he calls Super Mega Toto, which has the powers of several superheroes. He flies like Superman, has enormous strength like the Incredible Hulk, can breathe underwater without difficulty like Aquaman, is agile and can climb walls like Spider-Man, and lives in Gotham, just like Batman.